There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
SansPants Radio, get in the chair.
Hey gang, you may not know this, but SansPants Radio is doing Melbourne Fringe this year. That's right, basically every show we produce is going to be live and on stage for the first time ever. There's not much time left though, so if you want to see your favourite boys and girls live and in the flesh, you better head to sanspantsradio.com/live to grab your tickets now. And to make it all the sweeter, we've got some tasty deals for you. If you simply can't get enough of us and you decide you want to see two shows or maybe even more, you'll receive a 25% discount to all your tickets. And if you're one of those enterprising folks who's already booked a ticket, send an email to the email address listed in the show notes below to gain access to a special discount code if you're looking to see another show. Once again, gang, that's sanspantsradio.com/live to book your tickets and come see the entire family. Give us a business. Yell at me from the audience. I don't care. sanspantsradio.com/live.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Plumbing the Death Star, where we ask important questions like, if you could give a superpower to an animal, what would they be?
Whoa, if I could talk to the animals, just imagine it, chatting with a chimpanzee. Imagine talking to a tiger, chatting with a cheetah. What a neat achievement it would be.
And today we're joined by special guest Matt Stewart from Do Go On.
Thanks so much for having me. Was that where I was meant to talk?
Yeah,
that was
yeah.
Perfect. I felt like yeah. I was, as soon as I said that, I'm like, oh no, there's probably some sort of protocol here.
No,
someone off, they're about to do a catchphrase.
Let's get ready to plumbing. That's how I start every episode.
And I've heard the show. I know that's not the case. But still, I panicked. And then I put all those panics out there into words. And now we're still going with this. Well, anyway, yeah. Once you guys get into a rhythm, I know that I won't be able to get a word in. So I just thought I'd get all my words out now.
Perfect, that's probably perfect, a good. Perfect, good perfect. Giraffes in flight.
What?
Giraffes in flight.
And they're already so high.
Now they can get the leaves from even taller trees.
I feel like flight is the kind of thing that's eventually just going to develop naturally for the giraffe.
See,
if you take survival of the, like, oh, the giraffe's neck got longer so it could eat more leaves. Like, what's the end game there? The end game
no
is
way, either... fucked up. Giraffes and invisibility.
Okay, what? Well, now I don't know what you're talking about.
To surprise the tree?
Yeah. And also to hide from predators.
I feel like a giraffe. Oh, no. Lions attack giraffes, you know, on the occasion.
Things attack giraffes. I want to attack a giraffe.
I just can't see how invisibility is going to
help a giraffe.
Because the other giraffes can't. So the invisibility is good for a human, right? Well, it's not great for a human. But invisibility works for us because we've got sneaky things we need to do. And we want to hide from other humans. But a giraffe. What the other giraffes are just going to be like, where's that giraffe?
Does it get to choose when it's invisible?
No. I like to think that it doesn't know. It kind of freaks out a bit and can't see its own neck.
So it's like a weird evolution. It can't see its own neck. Oh, my God, it'd be so high up. That's normal for it. I was just imagining me all of a sudden not knowing where I was, but being as high as a giraffe, and it was stressful.
Well, it would be stressful because you couldn't see its hooves.
No.
Wait, so it's permanently invisible? Because if that's the case, then it doesn't know what its hooves look like.
It's fine if it's permanently invisible.
I guess a giraffe would... Actually, if you're born invisible, do you understand the concept of growing? Because you can't see
it. Yeah, if you're a giraffe, because you start off so low to the ground.
No, but that's what I mean. Do you know what's happening?
You're just like, I keep getting higher up.
You kind of feel like you're flying as it is.
Exactly.
It'd be great to like be out in the savannah, you look up and there's a tree basically being et by nothing.
I do. It is like great to imagine being on safari and you're like, we're hunting giraffes. Invisible giraffes. It's going to look for the tree where the leaves are disappearing. There it is. Big old bloods. Ew, imagine we're giving birth, but like to a visible giraffe.
Or like getting plowed by a visible giraffe.
That's
or doing
gross.
The plowing. Either way, it's unpleasant.
In this universe, plowing means fucking.
Yeah.
In all universes, plowing means plowing. Plowing, boning, going for it.
Slamming sweet giraffe cheeks. Yeah. Whatever you want.
Why?
What I want. That is what I want.
No.
I want to slam sweet
giraffe it's cheeks. Been like
giraffe cheeks.
5 minutes. Why?
No, okay, so invisible giraffes, is that really, it's a kind of like an evolutionary, oh shit, I'm going to go invisible, is that good for predators?
Well,
because like
I
a tiger
imagine
can
it was like a similar
whatever.
Fantastic Four scenario where it went to space.
Someone's like, Reed Richards, you can't take your family, that's fucked. Reed Richards is like, lucky I own this zoo.
Yeah, so he's got like a giraffe, a bison, some kind of liger. And they all go to space and get bathed in cosmic rays.
And the giraffe comes back. Well, that's a completely different scenario. That's not in the savannah. That giraffe is in the property of Reed Richards. Mr. Fantastic just has an invisible giraffe now.
And then I think of all the wacky hiking that he can get up to.
I mean, I guess you'd look like you were flying if you were sitting on its back. I'm realizing now I don't have a very clear idea of how tall a giraffe is.
Yeah, I'm kind of flitting between a two-story house and a skyscraper, and I know one of those is very wrong.
Both are wrong.
Oh. Yeah,
they're wildly off.
Damn.
Wait, I went to the zoo not that long ago. I saw a giraffe.
I reckon two-story house is about right.
Really?
Yeah. I was going to say, look, I think skyscraper is
looking up a
wrong.
Picture of a giraffe.
What? Okay, wait.
Do you think it's low, too low or too high?
I think that's too high.
But like, think about a tree. Maybe. Think about a mighty tree. They're two stories.
Again, yeah. I feel like that because I was like...
The male giraffe is only 5 to 6 meters tall.
And that's a two-story house.
Single story is normally about 2.7 as a standard ceiling height.
Maybe I just don't know shit about
how high is a two-story house.
Are we just going to leave the fact that Matt just had incredible house height knowledge?
It was amazing.
Very impressive.
Kind of awestruck.
So yeah, two-story house. All right. So
fuck, that's
minimum
so big.
To meet regulations in Australia, minimum is 2.4 meters in a livable space.
There you go.
I just realized that blew my mind. Then I was like, you probably have a job that has something to do with that.
Yeah, I run a studio.
Oh yeah. Of course. It all makes sense.
Well, what I guess this is something we should have probably figured out. What's the bet? What is it designed to benefit the giraffe, or are we just like, that would be fine?
All right. I think it would benefit the giraffe in twofold.
Okay.
One, hiding from predators.
Yeah.
Wait,
yeah.
No, predators have a good keen sense of smell.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Like, I think hiding from...
Hiding from predators that mostly rely on eyesight. Two, sneaking leaves off other giraffes.
Yeah. Is there much competition for leaves?
No.
Yeah. I've seen giraffes fight.
Yeah, they're good.
That's
but
true.
I think that's a mating thing rather than a
but
punching
it's,
on over a tree.
It would be useful to be invisible because the other dude giraffe does not know what's going on. All of a sudden his mighty neck is getting slammed from the side and he's like, why? What is happening to me?
That'd be pretty good. Pretty useful.
I just need to get this out of my brain because it's happened since you said something about a giraffe floating head. I keep just imagining a woodcutter like cutting down a tree, but it's a giraffe's head.
Like
their
like,
necks are thick.
You know those like those big industrial like construction lines or whatever, where it's like the wood cuts it, picks up the log, puts it on like a conveyor belt, it gets turned into like planks and made into a house. That but a giraffe just getting into the mix. So instead of grabbing a log, it just grabs the giraffe's neck. Oh no! Giraffe got in the machine. We're gonna make a giraffe house accidentally.
Yeah, because I wasn't thinking like blood and stuff. I'm just imagining like wood, but it looks like a giraffe.
Yeah. Well, I was gonna say this was my choice.
So how do we feel about an invisible giraffe? Good things or bad things?
We should probably do our very, very, very famous like.
I was thinking we should give it school grades. A to F.
Yeah, our famous school grading
system. That's what I meant. I was agreeing with you.
Yeah. The criteria, I guess, is
how useful it would be in the wild, and then how useful it would be to fight crime.
Yeah, how useful in the wild and how useful on the street. That's the category.
So,
in the wild, not useful.
Come on. It's sneaking like up, getting D. up the leaves.
Giraffe don't need to be invisible.
Giraffe.
They don't need to be invisible.
But some might like to be.
A D+.
What if it's like just a self-conscious giraffe that just doesn't want to be seen by the world?
Well,
then it can't learn to overcome that and like grow from its insecurities like every teen film. Instead, it just stays invisible forever. Like imagine The Incredibles if Violet just turned invisible because she was embarrassed and then just never turned visible again.
They were like, that's a great lesson. Yep, stay gone. Violet, super good move.
So I was going to give you a C, but Ooh. Now I'm going to drop that down to a D because of your argument.
Matt, help
out. Look, I like it. I like it a lot. I think I'm going to say B+.
Does that bring it up to a C+?
No, two D's and a B+ does not equal a C+.
C-.
C, I think it would just be a flat C.
Flat C.
All right, now in the streets.
Super good. Imagine you're a criminal and you're like, haha, I made away with the loot. Then you hear, ba-dum, ba-dum, ba-dum. And you're like, is that a horse? And then all of a sudden, you're in the sky being picked up by an invisible giraffe.
How swift is a giraffe, though?
Swift as fuck.
Their hooves are built for concrete. Yeah, no doubt about that.
The giraffe is nature's swiftest animal.
Well, you've only given the giraffe invisibility, though. It doesn't have any sense of what's right and wrong.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, we haven't given him justice.
Poor moral compass.
It's going to rob a bank.
You're just going to see a whole bunch of big bags with dollar signs on it running down the street.
But high up.
It could get over cars, would. Like, right in the middle of the road.
You've created
hard to
a
catch.
Supervillain.
Easy to shoot. Not that easy to shoot. It's invisible.
If it's holding something, easy to shoot.
Easy to shoot, because it's a lot of it. It's hard to teach a giraffe what's crime.
They do say that New York is a concrete jungle.
That's true.
Giraffes live in the savannah, so that doesn't help it.
No, not at all.
What's a concrete savannah?
A car park?
I grew up thinking, I think I only just realized then that jungles and savannas?
Savannah
are not the same. King of the jungle.
Not the king of the savannah.
Oh, no, that's
lion,
actually.
Right? And then it's like, oh, no, but the jungle, that's a different thing.
Surely the king of the jungle is a tiger.
Yeah.
I think I learned it from, the Wizard of Oz, where bears and tigers and lions all live together in the jungle.
Yeah.
The jungle. Yeah, I want to say, a lion would kind of eat shit in a jungle.
Yeah. Oh, aren't there jungle lions?
That's a tiger, Jack.
Nah, they're a jungle lion.
A puma?
No, I know. There's a...
Think of the Jungle Book.
You think jaguars? Are you thinking of jaguars? You're thinking of the bigger cat that's not a lion.
How many lion kinds are there?
I think there's maybe just one.
Well, mountain lions, so there's at least two. Damn.
Yeah, but are they a mountain lion's
An
humans?
Actual lion.
Oh shit.
I
don't know. They've all got to be somewhat related, right?
They're all cats.
Yeah. Mates.
They're all mates. In the streets... I feel like I want to give that an A.
Can we add a third ranking?
Of course.
In the sheets.
In the sheets.
Oh!
I think whenever you're ranking someone in the streets, you've got to then rank it in the sheets.
Matt
Stewart, I guess, not knowing that fucking animals is just a thing that just seems to come up and put it up anyway.
Wait, are we making love to the giraffe or is the giraffe making love to other giraffes?
Oh, well, that's up to the giraffe.
I'd say either way, F.
Because hard to find.
An invisible giraffe is a shock. and hard to find. I'm like, where is this giraffe I'm about to make? Ah! There it is.
Made love to me.
I thought I was going to make love to it, but it made love to me.
Yeah, no, I agree. That's an F.
That's an F from me.
On the streets, though, again, I think...
We're talking like AA minus.
Yeah,
that's
I think
good.
It's going to be... I'm picturing it's just gonna be like it's gonna be like someone on ice. It'll just be slipping and sliding. There'll be no grip, but so it's just gonna be cars are gonna be crushed and people aren't gonna understand why.
Running away from a like an invisible attacker as cars swerve off from it, you're like, what is gonna get me?
I think it's gonna die. Almost instantly it would be dead.
Some car's not going to see it clearly and then just take one of its legs. And you've seen a giraffe's legs. They're long and brittle.
Yeah.
It's a fragile
beast. It probably won't die instantly. It'll just be an invisible, slow death.
It's just on the ground.
It's not really a hero or a villain. It's just a problem. That's what it is.
Then you're going to have an invisible carcass rotting away.
Fuck this city stinks.
And some visible vultures just picking at it.
I like paramedics just like touching the ground being like, where the fuck is it?
Why are paramedics resuscitating a giraffe?
They don't know what it is. But a dead thing, something's died. Imagine the moment where the paramedics find it and they're like, it's a giraffe! There's a dead invisible giraffe in the street. So A minus, I'm giving.
I'm going to go with a D.
Yeah, I think. I mean, if you guys are agreeing that it would instantly die,
I think that's
and you're, then you're ranking it as
an A minus.
A minus.
I think it'd get in some, it'd solve some crimes really well before it died.
Okay,
that's my reasoning. Yeah.
I'm gonna have to say, obviously, a B plus.
What does that bring your average up to?
Oh, an F, a C, and like a B. So that's pretty good.
Let's
call
that an overall C. Yeah. Overall flat C.
I think it would be a D plus.
Overall flat C.
Rat Jack. With stretchy powers like Mr. Fantastic.
He was also in the
same spaceship. But also not clearly part of the thing because he's a rat. Maybe he just got onto the ship. I don't know. Because this is literally the only reason, but it's very entertaining for me. Imagine one rat, but it's gone in. You know, rats live in the walls. But imagine it's completely in the walls of your whole house. Is just like,
wow, insulated.
Like if you took away the wood or whatever, there's just a rat in the shape of your house.
Would they keep? They'd keep the warmth in.
Yeah,
in winter.
And rats good insulation.
Yeah, good insulation.
Absolutely hard to like drill a hole to put a painting up because blood just starts coming out.
And also like any wires are fucked.
They're in the rat now.
Jackson, you knew the three criteria before you pitched this.
I did.
How does a rat that stretches around your entire house fit into how it does in the wild, how it does in the streets, and how it does in the sheets?
Well, in the wild, like, the wild for a rat is your house.
Or like, basically, that's a king rat right there, because he can just consume other rats by, like, enveloping
imagine
them.
You're like a rat living amongst the rat house, but you're like a rat that the rat wants to get, and you just see this head moving along the body. Like a rat head comes up, eats you, you can't get away.
Exactly.
And then you get consumed by the rat mass.
It can make, basically, it can be a rat king all in of itself.
Exactly.
Just stretch itself out to a giant mass.
Like, what does a rat want? It wants to bone and eat, and like a rat that big and that flat
could bone and eat
like a king.
Because, like, rats can get in through, like, tiny, tiny crevices.
Yeah.
Now imagine one can get even flatter.
And, you know, like, rat... Like
and stretchier.
The rat problem in a house is like, oh, no, the rats are getting at my food. I got to, like, block up the cupboard or whatever. If this rat is a rat mass, wow. He can get whatever food he wants.
Yeah. Now, as you said, rats like to eat food and make sweet love.
Yeah.
Is this going to be passed on to other rats? Because if so...
I hope so.
It's a very giant problem.
I like to think so, but I also really like to imagine him making a nest with a lot of other rats. Then you get an exterminator, and that rat with like a big... Like all the rats in him escaping. You know what I mean? Like he's a rat nest in unto himself.
So he stretches around, it makes like a ball.
Yeah, and he collects the rats. They're like, there goes all the rats! And it's in his back.
This is horrific to think about.
Really not good.
But
it's a stretchy rat is like the worst thing.
Imagine seeing a rat like stretch its way through your house and then you try and get it and it just... Imagine getting a mouse trap. He's just like squeezes out.
Imagine you have like a little bit of porcelain food on a top shelf and he can't reach it, but whoop, there he goes.
Yeah.
Imagining a long rat is very upsetting.
Really long rat.
Just stretching his neck out.
Plus, in the
rats have necks.
Yeah, everything's got necks, except snakes.
No, a snake is all neck. Yeah.
And in the streets,
I guess he can get into drains and shit. That's good.
He can stop crime.
People are driving a lot of crime because he could get into
again.
Bank vaults.
Didn't give it a moral compass. Well, it's going to rob a bank.
Is that a power? We have to give them.
What animal does, apart from the noble eagle, has a moral compass?
Can I just be like elk, but with a moral compass? That's the power I give it. It's just an elk that knows right and wrong.
Well, I'd be like, well, that's probably... No, that's going to do badly in the
everything.
Wild because it knows right and wrong, so it's probably not just going to kill or maim.
An elk? Do they do a lot of killing and maiming?
Renowned for killing and maiming. The carnivorous elk, as
an
we like
just
to call them.
Stabbing like a...
Stabbing a fox and devouring it
all. And then being like, wait, maybe this is wrong. It is on several levels.
I like to imagine like someone's watching this and that happens and then it just starts saying what you said out loud. Like, holy shit, that elk can talk and it's having an existential crisis.
We've caught it at an interesting time for it to gain sentience. In many ways we're lucky to witness this. So
maybe we have to give them all a moral compass as a default.
Yeah.
Or they're going to rob a bank.
Or they're going to be just like a bank robber.
Although maybe, weirdly for a rat, I automatically just assume cunt.
Yeah, I was going to say, how about we can choose hero or villain? I say villain.
Of course you would.
Because a rat can just like pull, especially a stretchy rat, pull his way into a bank vault. A rat doesn't need money. No.
Rat needs cheese.
Rat needs cheese. Pull his way into some kind of
cheese factory.
Yeah. Collect all the cheese, make off with his family in his back.
How upset would the... Nope, that's a dumb joke. I'm not even going to go down there.
Oh, I think you have to now, right?
I don't think I've ever aborted a comment like that ever.
Go on.
How upset would the rat be if it broke into the cheesecake factory and was like, oh, whoops, I didn't read the sign properly because I'm a rat and I can't read.
But also, you would love it. It's a rat. Like, oh, shit, this is a cheesecake factory. Fuck, I love cheesecake. This is great.
You know what would be kind of good if you could give that rat a job, my rat with stretchy powers?
Yeah.
Where's a place where there's a lot of corpses that need to be got rid of quick?
A morgue?
No,
A battlefield?
I'm just imagining this rat
the remnants of a drone strike. I don't know, Jack. Help me out.
The Black Plague in like the 17th century. Wait.
We just don't have many situations where we get a lot of... What about animal corpses? Do we need to get rid of a bunch of them anywhere?
Melbourne Cup.
Yeah.
Political.
An abattoir?
You have the rat.
Abattoir, but like all the offal and like the off skin cuts and the shit you don't want.
Mm. No. Well, yeah, that's why I'm imagining the rat can go and collect that into its rat mass and then take it to wherever the rat lives. We give him a house or whatever, and he just lives there and feeds all of the offal to his people in him.
Rat mass. I can't help but think of a rat church.
Maybe he'll hold rat mass inside his rat mass. This is God and we live in him.
I think if you're a rat and there's a rat that can stretch, you're like, yep, that's God.
I'll call that. That's God. He's inviting us in? All right. Yep.
Yeah, it's God. I'm
it's
in
safe
God.
Inside God. Occasionally God will slide a bit of offal through his in him and... He feeds us and protects us.
Just a rat.
Oh, you didn't give me a rating as well. Give me a schoolyard rating for In the Wild.
In the Wild, an A.
Yeah.
Straight up an A.
That's in the house, Ron.
Yeah.
That's the Wild.
Because
it's got to be an A.
Yeah, A. Because you've given a rat powers that definitely benefits a rat.
Yes. Yeah. What about in the streets?
In the streets again. I think it's an A.
A. Like, this is a pretty...
This invisible giraffe sounds so shit now.
Compared to the rat mass with a rat mass inside it. Imagine that. You're like, oh no, it's rat mass. And then you're like, out a tiny church of mice.
Rats. Mice and rats are different.
Yep.
But like, you know, I feel like the mice would bow down to this.
People of all rodents are welcome.
People of all rodents
are welcome to rat mass within rat mass.
Have hamsters in there, a gerbil.
Whatever. If you're a rodent, but not a capybara, you're too big. Yeah, well, I guess not.
Nothing's too big or small for rat mass.
It's rat mass. I'm not rat mass.
I think that was, yeah, a little bit of truth just came out.
It's like you don't want to give a rat stretchy powers. You want to be a rat with stretchy powers.
I just like the idea that I have secretly all this time been a rat with stretchy powers, making myself look human. Gotta shave myself every day. And in the sheets.
You did a bad job. You missed a bit.
Well, I gotta keep some beard.
And in the sheets, like, good.
If you're fucking that rat.
Or that rat. Or that rat's fucking you.
Yeah.
Or other rats.
Yeah. Oh man, if that rat's fucking other rats.
This is a conversation I'm more comfortable
with. That's God that feeds you, protects you, and bones you. Yeah. I wish the real Christian God did that.
The real Christian God? You know, the one God that everyone should believe in. The one I believe in.
I wish I could get down on my knees and be like, I love you, God. I've got so much faith. And he's like, sick, Jackson. I'm going to slam them cheeks now. And I'm like, that's why you're the God I believe in, God. Because I can physically make love to you.
As you feed me awful.
Exactly. So in the sheets, an A? Yeah.
I think if there was a God in that situation that, like, I mean, like, did these things, I would still choose not to believe in it, hoping that it would leave me alone. Nah, can't fuck me today, God, I don't believe in you.
You're missing out on one hell of a transcendental experience.
I don't want to eat your fucking offal.
Anyway, A's across the board. Winner, chicken dinner.
Find a flaw in it, do you? Yeah, can't.
It's just deeply upsetting is probably the flaw.
Fair.
I'm going to go for the most wholesome answer, dogs and flight.
That is, you're right. That's the most wholesome one.
Have That's you ever, cool. So Melody, our office dog, this doesn't work with because she's a muscly girl.
Yeah.
So yes. Heavy. But at my parents' house, we have a small dog. And when she jumps, if you grab her and like lift her in the same trajectory, you have to grab her midair, which is hard, and lift her in the same trajectory that she jumps, she briefly thinks she's flying, and you can see the wonder in her face. And that's good. And I think we should just give dogs the ability of flight for that reason.
Just because they would be fucking jazzed about the whole thing.
So fucking jazzed. Also, like, dogs being able to reach things that dogs can't usually reach would benefit dogs.
Imagine, though, like, you know, like those little yappy cunt dogs. One of them just being like, but flying around the house, yeah. Knocking faces off.
That'd be a nightmare.
Oh, dogs are territorial, or some dogs are. So if you're, like, walking out, and they come across like a fence with this yappy dog. He like, whatever, the fence has it. And then he just starts levitating. And then it starts chasing
you. I was going to say, the savior of many a postman has been the fence, and you've negated that.
Well, luckily, this is one dog that can fly and not all dogs.
Ah, that's true.
You just have, your fence would have to go across the top as well now.
It's a cage.
You cage the dog.
You're doing them, those cat cages, you know?
I really like the idea of being like, yeah, I've given this dog flight, but I don't want it to go anywhere.
So you said territorial, and the other thing that means is they piss on things. So now you got a flying dog that's pissing down.
Flying yappy pissy dog.
This is what you've created.
It's
raining down.
Well, the worst is also dogs just shit and like bird shit, and that's already a hassle.
Yeah, but bird shit is so tiny. Well,
To be fair, you can train a dog. So yes. If the dog already knows where to shit. And you make it fly, it'll just land shit and keep going. Right.
Or just hover above a field.
Yeah.
Like... Dogs do solid shit though, right?
Yeah.
So they just bounce off you. I think that'd be fine.
Yeah, you'd be...
Bird shit, it gets right in your clothes.
Yeah, it does. It's like it gets in between like the fibers.
Yeah, dog shit's like a boom and it's on the ground. And then you get a scrub yourself.
And you're sweet. But yeah, like bird shit is a very big hassle that people don't talk enough about. Getting shit on by a bird wrecks your day.
It does. You're just like, I'm never going to be whole again.
You're like, I want to go home and shower.
Yeah.
And same in Australia, like we have like bats as well. And getting shat on by a bat, just as bad, I find.
I've never had that happen.
Oh, okay. I have.
That's gonna be a real specific scenario.
Well, speaking of real specific scenarios, here's a very personal anecdote that I've never shared on a microphone that involves bats.
Go on.
So I've been shat on by a bat. It hit my dick.
Were you naked at the time?
No, I was
Were
pissing.
You naked in a cave? Were you going spelunking and you figured you should rub one out? What happened? How does that situation occur? Do you take exactly. your cock out in a bat fucking enclosure at the zoo?
Did you go walking down like Fern Tree Gully and being like, fuck pants, not for me?
Did your bat think that your penis was a branch and hung upside down and shat up? Was it any of these situations?
That last one, really, I reckon. Was it the last one?
I'm very confused. Were you just like, oi, bat! And you started waggling?
The bat's like, a worm! But I also need to shit. So I'm a shit on this worm. Is that what went down?
Were you trying to insult the bat?
All of these answers are much better than the truth.
You would have been... Botanical Gardens is one of the key bat hangouts.
It was in an alley.
Are you sure it was a bat?
100%. I saw it.
Did you pay the bat? Was this a kind of bat sex worker type operation?
Pre-organized meeting with a bat.
Completely incidental.
Male looking for one bat for penis shitting adventures in this alley.
Were you going dogging with a bat?
Bat dogging. Batting.
I think I can piece some stuff together with context clues. You were pissing in an alley and then it shat on your dick.
And I was just like, well, I was holding my dick because I was pissing in an alley, yes. I heard like a noise and I was like, I think I was drinking, which is why I was pissing in an alley. Not at the same time, but I had been drinking because public urination's a crime, guys.
And you'll have none of that.
Yeah, I hate crimes as much as I hate cops.
Yeah.
You hate crimes? That...
Oh, no!
So, cock
That's
in
the
hand.
Verb of committing hate crime.
You hate crime.
John, so you were in an alleyway, cock in hand, committing a hate crime.
Yep.
And the noble bat was like, none of that, and shat on you.
That's it.
All right.
And that's probably the origin story of Batman as well. He was like, I gotta stop this hate crime.
Well, what's the consistency of bat shit?
It was kind of solid. It was unpleasant. Oh, kind of right. solid, but wet.
It's valuable guano. Should have collected it. Sold it.
The only thing that was like...
Do you think that should give you a superpower? It's similar to being bitten by a spider like you were talking about last week.
Yeah, getting bats.
Getting shat on by a bat on your dick. Like, does that give your dick some sort of bat powers?
Bat abilities? Sonar? Does
your penis just sprout sonar now?
It screeches and it's upsetting.
And you're like, I know where everything is, but I did already. So, like, sonar is such a useless power if you can already see.
Especially if it's out of your penis.
You're just seeing jeans. Anyway, flying dogs.
Yes.
Flying dog, sorry, that you've kept in a cage.
I didn't keep it in
I'd
a cage.
I'd clip its wings. I don't want to get in the way. We got a fence to keep a dog in.
Yeah. It has wings.
Oh, yeah.
I assume.
No, just levitate.
Just like a Superman?
Yeah, like a Superman.
Okay.
All right. Wait, have you given it a cape?
No.
Damn. Okay. I'm less on board.
Can you clip the wings of something without wings?
How do you stop Superman flying?
Yeah, could
clip his legs.
Clip his arm. Those legs, his triceps.
I'm sad Superman doesn't flap. That would be good. Yeah. What does a dog want in life? You know.
Walks, so it can clearly walk itself.
Yeah. I feel like you've given
But if it wants walks, you're sort of taking that away from it.
That's also true. He's no longer walking, Dusha. It's flying.
No, but it can still walk. Superman doesn't fly everywhere. He can still walk.
I suppose.
I assume Superman just hovered everywhere. Why does he use his legs?
Well, because he wants to stay as a clock.
If I could fly, I would still walk places.
I wouldn't.
I don't know if I would. I'd hover
everywhere. I know you
everywhere.
Wouldn't. You'd just be real fat and float always.
But I'd just at least speed walk. Because he can move real quick.
Yeah, that's true.
You'd walk normal pace?
No, if I could... No, not if I was Superman. If I could fly. So I'm assuming that flight doesn't make me a faster walker.
It does, because if you're hovering like an inch above the ground and just shooting,
you got
across.
No friction.
Yeah, but like no freak. But
you
like
get places quicker.
No, but he'd look like, you know, like an old like fucking Morrowind or whatever or Oblivion when you walk, but it's like you're sliding as you
Sonic. That happens in Sonic.
Yeah, you're Sonic walking.
I wouldn't assume you'd be moving your legs.
Oh, well, then everyone's just like, "What are you, of Dracula?"
Yeah.
no, what I was gonna say is that a dog that So dogs are excitable and easily... Look, I love dogs, but they're stupid. Yeah. If you made a dog fly, that dog doesn't know what's happening.
Unlike like, the for example, fucking stretchy rat and for the fucking...
No, you got to think about the mentality of a rat v. the mentality of a dog v. because it's a court battle. A rat is like, excellent, bonus, more food. A dog is like, ah!
Rats are just small dogs.
But you got
small, greasy, gross dogs.
In Jack's defense, you yourself was like, when you pick your dog, Sasha, up mid-flight.
Tasha, sorry.
Mid-jump, as it were. It didn't realize that it wasn't flying, thought it was, and got excited.
Just for a moment,
dogs are stupid.
Just for a brief moment. Like, if I thought I was flying briefly.
If I jumped and a very big man grabbed me so I didn't fall, I wouldn't be like, I'm flying.
I might for a bit. Is this fly? Oh, no, it's just a very big man.
The joy that your dog's feeling in that moment is because it can't fly. If it could, you know, that would wear off pretty quickly. All of a sudden, it's just another thing it has to do.
Yeah.
If a dog could fly, it's probably not going to get hit by cars. Save some dogs' lives.
Yeah, but if a dog could fly, get by a plane.
That's a more impressive...
What the fuck? Yeah, what was that?
It can have, like, when birds go into plane propellers, into engines, and they go down, dogs would be worse.
Yeah, they're big. I like also, speaking of birds, one of Malady's favourite pastime is sometimes chasing a bird.
And if how much happier would she be if she could chase birds in their natural
good
habitat?
Good luck me getting her back.
That's a gone dog.
Back! Malady!
I have this...
Get down!
I have this really great image of like a pest control person, a medic or like a paramedic, and like a person who cleans aeroplanes all meeting and being like, what a fucking week. The plane was down while searching. We've had a dog torn up in the engine. Someone's like, I cleaned one big, big, stretchy rat out of our house. It left with all the other rats in it.
And a bunch of paramedics being like, you would not believe what we found on the streets of New York City.
I don't know what's happening. I also really like to imagine, you know that, there's, I don't know if you've seen it, there's this gif of a person driving a bus, and they hit a deer, and the deer rolls up the bonnet, smashes through the window, is in the cockpit of the bus, or the, whatever, the...
The cockpit of the bus, yes.
Cockpit of the bus.
I like to imagine that if you're flying a plane and a dog goes through the window, rolls through the cabin, out like down the aisle, out the back.
That's destroying the plane. You understand how air pressure works, right?
You just for that brief second before you crash would be like, was that a dog? And that'd be you done.
That's well, a that black box I'd love to listen to.
You would take away the stress of death.
I guess you'd be confused. You wouldn't have time to be like, oh god, I'm dying. You'd just be like, did I actually just see a... So on in the wild, like a bee?
No, because it's
F for me.
No, on the wild, because no, Melody's wild is not your house. She lives here.
Are you saying a dog's wild is not suburbia?
No. Okay, a dog's wild.
Where's a dog's wild for you?
A dog's wild for me is like, yeah, sure, like a house, but like just because she can escape, that doesn't give it a lower score. Is what I'm saying. Because like,
yeah, fair. It's not about if it's a good pet. It's about how well it has.
What kind of dog is this? Because if it was a dingo, then its wild is obviously the wild.
Yeah.
If it's a poodle, its wild is a fancy ball.
Yeah, it's
ball.
Like Paran or something.
Yeah. And if it's like a chihuahua, its wild is like a handbag. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
I didn't think about what dog. I was just imagining like...
A basic dog.
You're imagining Tasha, right?
Yeah, so like... She's a Jack Russell cross Maltese.
Oh, okay. That's a nightmare scenario. That's ooh, that no, yappy. Right. It's a yappy dog.
She's
get
not
down.
She's not that yappy.
Now.
She's a bit yappy. I'm picking Melody now.
Yeah, all right.
Okay.
She's a staffy.
Staffy boxer.
That's a crime fighting flying dog.
Yeah,
that's a crime.
I'm gonna give you a
Melody's is it a villain really or dumb. A hero?
Oh,
yeah.
She has a moral compass built in.
She's pretty good.
Do you think she'd choose villainy or
she'd be
herodom?
Herodom.
She's a bad guard dog because she thinks everyone's a friend. So I'm guessing she's like an optimistic hero.
She befriends bank robbers.
All right.
I like that a lot.
A dog can just do that with a moral compass. Doesn't need the flight.
I think this is easily my favorite so far.
Yeah.
Rat mass. I love rat mass. But I'm also shit scared of rat mass.
Rightfully so. Look, I do like a flying dog, but I'm like, I don't know how well flight is adding to the
of
a dog.
Here's what I think, Dusha, my good friend, is that I imagine some tough dudes robbing a bank, you know, they got their guns, whatever, and then they hear like, ah! And they're like, oh my god, it's a dog, it's flying. Then they shoot it. They're like, it's dead. Shall we keep robbing the bank? Yes.
Or just like imagine it. So scenario one.
The giraffe got a fucking bee and got hit by a car and
that's
died.
That's because a giraffe is unstoppable.
It's died in our hypothetical situation.
You don't know where the giraffe is until it slammed its meaty neck into your spine. And then you're like, oh, there it is. A flying dog is very visible. All you gotta do is blap, 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 dead dog.
You think it's easy to shoot a flying dog? Well, you might. Good luck. Good luck to you.
Like, imagine if clay shooting like was flying dogs.
No, think of the hassle of clay shooting. Pull the clay pigeon goes, and you get flying dog chasing that clay pigeon. Then you accidentally shoot it.
The clay pigeon will just fly on an arch, you know. Whereas the dog, that's moving midair, up, down, other ways. So if you side have, to side.
If you have, all right, so you have a couple of street toughs, a robbing a bank.
Yeah.
You have one scenario where just a random dog just comes up and starts arfing, and they're like, what a cute dog, and they pat it. Or a random dog flies up, starts arfing, they're like, what a cute dog that can fly, and they start patting it. I just don't see how a flying is benefiting.
So they're patting, they're patting the dog now and not robbing the bank.
Well, yeah, stop the crime.
Yeah, but you could do that with a dog anyway.
Yeah, but this dog also, worst case scenario, like the dog has a lead in this situation now. And the bank is like...
it's got a lead in the case?
It's got a lead on the case. It's just attached to the... Like, it's wearing a collar, it's got a lead attached to it, which... Imagine it just flapping behind it like a cape. No one's holding onto it. It lands. The bank robber's like giving a pat and they're like, oh, this must be a lost dog. They pick up the lead. Dog flies off. Bank robber in the sky.
Is it a lead that you can't let go of immediately?
Well, do you want to let go once you're in the air?
Yeah, that's the thing.
Well, how you're quickly either is dying, this dog flying?
Like you're Superman dying speed. Or you're flying to the cop shop. Your choice. What do you want to do?
Well, see, I just imagine the dog. I'm like, oh, there's a lead. And I just like hook it around a pole.
So, again, I'll if I pick up the dog, how quick is the dog?
Oh, quick. Super quick.
Dogs are quick.
Oh, it's super quick. You know, it's Superman flying style,
oh,
I imagine.
Then I'm losing an arm.
Gotcha.
That's very good if nobody noticed.
Good luck, arm robbery.
Hey!
Good luck, arm robbery. Thanks. Thanks for allowing that to make sense to you. Good luck, arm robbery.
So you stop an armed robbery with an arm robbery.
You do need a new one. All right, so I'm going to say B minus in the wild.
Yep.
I reckon C in the wild.
All right.
You're just upset.
Where is its wild again?
In suburbia.
Suburbia. I think it's got to be, it's got to be a B plus.
Yeah.
Have I given that for everything?
I hope so.
Matt Indecisive Stewart, ladies and gentlemen.
In the streets.
I'm giving it an A plus.
Yes.
Oh, I'm giving it a D minus.
Yeah, I'm giving it a D in the streets.
It's just taking your arm off.
I can still rob the bank.
You've got no arm.
I'm a gang of street youths, plural. Yeah, it's got one of my dickhead's arms. We're still a gang.
I'd again like to point out that a giraffe that stopped crime simply by dying in the street got like a fucking C.
It's because I imagined it chasing someone down an alleyway and they're like, who is, what's happening? Then whoop, bam, in their spine, but, and then they shoot it.
No, but you're imagining getting hit by a car.
Well, yeah, afterwards.
Which is also good.
We said it lasted a bit, and that's what it did in that bit. In the sheets, there's a dog.
Flying
the fact
dog.
That it can fly changes nothing.
I mean, if...
We could pick up another dog and fuck
it
in the sky.
Fuck it in the air.
That's nasty because of the knot. That's just a hanging lady dog in the sky by her giant. That's an F because it's gross.
We didn't say the flying dog is necessarily the male.
Yeah, that's true.
Could be the flying female dog. I don't see how that makes a difference.
But
anyway,
she's pulling a male dog by his dick in the
air. No, she's upside down.
I'd say he's sort of resting on her, or she's resting on him. I suppose.
I guess no, dogs.
Again,
they would do it doggy style.
Yeah. Dogs so don't do it face to face.
So the flying dog is underneath, and then the other dog's on top, just holding on for dear life. That's fun. That and that adds a little element of danger. And
Jackson, you like sex, yeah?
Yeah.
Can I imagine sex in the sky.
It's scary.
Yeah, but fun.
I would go flaccid. Exhilarating. Fear.
No, you're doing it wrong.
I'd be like, put me down. Put me down. It's not happening.
I would be very afraid.
I really like the idea of giving, like, in the skyscraper, you're giving an important meeting, and you're like, and this, and then just by the window, two dogs fucking fly, and you're like, I'm sorry. We can't carry on.
You're picturing riding up in the sky.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, like, you know, just hovering above the bed.
I figured, like,
in a bed? I don't know.
Are they in my house? Am I going into my bedroom and being like, oi, oi, no, no, no. Gotta chase them around with a broom as they fly through all of the rooms.
Yeah. Not on the bed, you fucks.
I mean, I know you're not on the bed, but there's drippage. So.
And I'm not happy at all. Although good for, like, if, you know, the neighbor's dog is in heat or you are in heat and, like, or the dog is in heat and it flies across.
Yeah, that's true.
That's good for the dog.
The dogs are getting their underway. And
bad
that's
for, like, the dog owner who didn't want that.
The dog's fucking is good for the dogs, but bad for the people, I think, is the takeaway.
But we're
here
talking about, we're only grading this on the dog.
Yeah, that's true. So I've got A+.
Yeah, fair.
They're bringing you out to an average of B, let's say.
Fuck yeah. Flying hill. I like that I said this is the most wholesome answer, and then we focused mostly on me getting shit on by a bat and a dog fucking in the sky.
Yep.
Wholesome.
B. Matt.
Well, I think I'm just going to have my very first instinct.
Yeah.
I've had so much time to change my mind, but I'm not going to. I've learned a lot as well. But I'm not putting any of that knowledge into effect. The first thing I thought of, North American bison.
Yeah.
And super big brain. Like Professor X sort of.
Psychic or just genius?
Genius with the psychic. I'm giving him the full Professor X.
Oh, so telepathy, telekinesis?
Yeah.
I think Xavier
has a connection
that
to all other mutant animals.
Of which in this universe, probably none.
The ability to run a school, not great.
No, because I guess in this universe, all of our animals exist at the same time. So the bison might have been the one that made the giraffe run into traffic.
In the middle of downtown. Yeah, hero or villain?
I was thinking hero, but if he's like, why is he killing the giraffe?
Or it could just be like, invisible giraffe. I know a school for you. Well, it's a zoo for you.
I have run a school for gifted animals.
A zoo for gifted animals. That would be a fucked zoo. I don't think I'd go to that zoo.
I wouldn't go to a zoo run by a bison. I'd be like, you're on the wrong side of the fence, motherfucker. Get in that cage.
See, this is X-Men all over again. You guys don't understand. And that's why you get afraid, and that's why you try and...
I fear the mutant animals. Yeah. It's true. They seem wrong to me. They fuck in the sky.
But I guess, like...
Such a prude. That's what I've learned about you today.
All right, so in the wild.
What is it? I mean, a bison just wants to eat grass and
stampede.
Yeah.
Oh, could easily get a stampede happening if they wanted to stampede.
That's true.
Need the stampede.
Can educate other bison.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, and they already herd animals.
Yeah. So like.
Oh no! If you give one bison these powers and it can educate other bison, you got to plan into the ape situation. This
plan
is like
the bison.
Or. Because it's Xavier powers, he could just control the herd. He is the herd.
Oh, no.
Herd mind. Yeah, that's good.
Oh, herd mind is a good name for him.
He's a villain now, surely, if his name's Herd Mind.
Yeah, see, I imagine him as sort of an anti-hero.
The Punisher and Herd Mind.
Yeah, like just stomping on wayward lions that are taking their young.
What, bison, what's the enemy of a bison? What eats him?
So they're lions? North America. What is there?
Probably mountain lions and bears?
Poachers?
Yeah.
Poachers?
I think, yeah, I imagine they probably don't have a lot of...
natural predators.
Just man.
The ones I saw, I was in Yellowstone? Yeah, I always get confused between it and Jellystone. Yellowstone.
Yellowstone's where Yogi Bear calls shenanigans.
and that day, I saw bison, bears... moose. No, I didn't see moose, but there were moose there.
Yeah.
And big deer things, and also a big natural spring.
Oh, that's good.
So I don't know.
I don't think the spring is the natural enemy.
No, it's probably not the spring. Itself. Not the spring that goes off at the same time every day.
Yeah, you'd think the bison would know how to avoid it at this point. But so, bear, probably. Right?
Yeah, I guess so.
Bear and
can a bear run as fast as a bison?
I can't imagine.
Bears are super quick, I believe.
Yeah, they're zippy.
They're speedy.
Everyone just thinks of like
a slow
Baloo.
Bear.
Yeah, because they were saying to us on the day, I think we had to stay at least 100 meters away, because if you get within a certain distance, they just close. Real good closing speed, to put it into like sports talk.
Strong finishes.
Yeah.
All right. I'm searching the Wikipedia here.
Because I want to know what...
They got a few predators.
Yeah.
Grey wolf, human,
wolves,
brown bear, and coyotes.
Oh, okay. Brown bear, coyotes. Yeah, right.
Quarter bison learned to operate a gun.
Oh, it's pretty hard with cows with guns scenario.
That's what I'm imagining. He's like, I'm clever. Wait, he's got telekinesis. They can just be like,
yes,
levitate several guns around them as they protect their herd.
That's just so good.
It doesn't really help them get food, which is what the others have done.
Well, they can shoot the animals and just go eat it, right?
Yeah, but I don't think...
What if some asshole deer is stealing your grass?
Shoot grass.
bang, bang, bang. It helps to protect. Like, so what did Ratmass? You know, he didn't. It didn't help Ratmass get food, really.
Yeah, it did. He stretches. He high up food.
Well, yeah, whatever. The bloody herd mind can just manipulate.
He's smart and shit. So yeah. He knows where the good food is.
He knows where the good food is.
And knows how to build.
Wait, are we arguing the same point?
Yes. Yes.
All right.
I'm so jealous.
I'm saying he's good at finding food.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
All right.
I'm pretty jealous of all the other continents having cooler animals than us.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah,
no, we don't have any cool big animals.
We got no big ungulate.
Yeah.
We just got like, bloody rubbish kangaroos.
Yeah, shitty roos.
Yeah.
I'm a wombat fan, but
they are good.
I mean, they're great for what they are, but they're no bear or moose.
Did you know something that there huge. Are other I want a huge thing. That we don't have, but that exist in Papua New Guinea.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's got good. Like a real long nose. We got short, shitty nose echidnas.
Although,
Papua New Guinea, they're long.
Well, I'm happy to rubbish Australian wildlife.
Yeah.
Platypus, though, that's the most fucked animal. That's
no
good.
Doubt, that is a it's sick good. Animal.
I do like
oh, I can't believe I didn't think of platypus. Imagine a super smart platypus.
Well, a bison brutal. At least is...
He's already got a superpower. He's got a poison barb.
He does.
That's a basically super intelligent assassin is what that is.
Real smooth swimmer, too.
Oh.
Swim
and
up
a
your
smooth
toilet,
player.
Stab you in the ball.
Have you guys ever seen the children's cartoon Phineas and Ferb?
I yes. know of it.
There's a platypus in it who's like a spy. He's a pet platypus that turns into a spy.
Perfect job for a platypus.
Yeah.
I mean, assassin, but like a spy too. And it's meant to be the most painful sting in the world. Yeah?
Really? Yeah, I had no idea they had a...
Yeah, it's
will
it's
not
like
cuddle
a,
them anymore.
It's a mammalian poison, basically, and which we just don't have like any other thing that does that. So like we there's no painkillers that'll stop it, basically.
Really?
And it's
so,
like
holy
people are
shit.
Like,
wow, shit. Have a shit one, we guess.
It's really high on the what's the pain index? The Scoville or is that spice?
That's spice.
Damn.
It's also high on the Scoville.
It's very spicy.
Very, very spicy poison. Fuck, the idea of being like, I'm a great survivalist. You're like, you know, platypus, people think it's about the meat. No. The real nutrients comes from the poison. Suck it out his foot.
That's some spicy poison. And now I'm dying.
All right, so in the wild, what do we think for a super intelligent bison?
A plus. It's not only does it protect the herd, it becomes the herd and can like, you know, move around
and animals are dumb fucks. So if you instantly get in one of its brain, there's no resistance there.
Oh,
that's
mate.
True.
Kind of just, it's not even just the herd. It's just like mind controls like a pack of wolves. Then the wolves are protecting it.
Oh, God. That's like a fucking horror movie where they're like, they can't get in the woods. They're like organized now. The wolves are like patrolling the outside.
Remember, he's an anti-hero though, so he's sort of good.
Maybe he's like...
if I understand what anti-hero means...
Yeah, he'll like fight, you know, low-level crime, like, but he'll embezzle from himself.
I was imagining like loggers, like people logging the woods, and he's like, no.
Poachers.
Yeah.
I'm imagining a bison just eating some like grass and like just staring off into the distance, and a poacher like lines up a shot, and then all of a sudden is just like turns the rifle to himself.
So several wolves just et him.
I want to watch this movie, and I really like how you say et. That's the second time today.
It's good.
I thought about it. I spent a couple of minutes. If you listen back, you'll notice I don't say anything after you say et for a couple of minutes.
All right. Gonna mull it over.
Yeah. It's like, that's real good.
Edit.
Huh. That's great.
All right. Now in the streets.
Well, I mean.
It's again a plot. Like, it's bringing down humanity.
It's a great little super smart bison.
Yeah, like, who's stopping it?
Cops are not.
It's not going up staircases. If you're committing crimes, like, in a.
On a second level.
On a second floor. But I guess it could control someone to go up there.
Or just control, but come down! And then just ram him.
Being like, I'm here with the bison's authority. You're under arrest.
So, like, you're doing some second story crime. And then you see this compulsion to go downstairs. So you walk down in the street, and there's this giant bison who just takes one run up and then just poof, dead into a wall.
He must really dislike you to do that, because he doesn't have to. He could make you just
break
punch yourself.
Spine,
or, you know.
True.
That's him just having a bad day. He needed to let off all the steam.
He needs that personal touch. Yeah.
I really like the concept of second story crime. That's great. I'm a criminal, but only in the nothing, no ground floor
no,
jobs
you,
for
man.
Me.
Two and above.
It's too close to cops.
Then I got
you
the
know, cops can't climb stairs.
I got that stair buffer. You know, I'm all about that stair buffer when I commit crimes.
People think that cops can solve crimes perfectly, but one thing cops don't have. They like I'm up high. They can't fly.
Can't get to the second story. I feel like a bison, the struggle there is that in the city, if he's got his herd with him, they're easy to kill, even if he's not. You know?
Yeah.
Also, I really like the idea of it becoming too much and they just nuke the city. It's just a very funny... They're like, we just can't stop it. Not gonna
well, in Avengers, they were going to nuke New York City just over a little Chitauri?
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
I picture he'd park the herd of bison outside the city, where the city meets the country, Gumby Park or wherever. And he, that's a reference your American listeners will enjoy. probably no one will enjoy, to be honest. But so he'll only bring in like the smaller, like maybe owls. You know,
the sort kind of the stuff that can hide away in the alley to jump out at you when you're
bats, obviously.
Bats.
Yeah.
Bats.
Shit on your dick.
It all makes sense now. I knew I shouldn't have yelled at that bison.
You were doing a crime and the bison was like, none of that. This'll teach him a lesson.
It taught me a lesson. I didn't.
It should have, Dusha. It really should have.
There probably isn't a lower level crime than pissing in an alleyway.
That is that's the kind of crime cops look at and just keep driving.
It's kind of funny because like I was pissing and then got shit on. So like it's like it one-upped me.
Yeah.
And in the sheets.
Yeah.
Well, you know exactly what it wants because it's telling you. Well, actually.
That's true.
It's using you to fuck it.
I don't like the power it has over me.
To me, it feels like bison is a consent issue and I don't like it.
I'm uncomfortable with the idea of making love to this bison. It's just kind of like the idea, like, you know, because the bison's so intelligent that we're comparatively so not intelligent that the bison's almost committing like backwards bestiality and I'm not a fan.
And also, I don't know if I want to make love to the bison or if the bison is just convincing me with his mind powers to make love to the bison.
But you know that bison fucking the herd, so like, that's good for the herd. The herd's only going to get bigger.
And
you
stronger
know.
And more smarter.
They're going to be fucking genius herd mind babies, you know, until you got a whole... It's scary for humans, but it's good for the bison.
I mean, humans have had a pretty good run.
We've had it too good for too long.
Time for the bison to take up the fucking reins of this planet. Yeah.
So I think A's are all across the board.
Yeah.
A pluses. One-upped rat mind. Rat.
Rat mass.
Rat mass.
Yeah, we were the only ones who had names.
Yeah, I think that's from Dog Flight. Dog Flight.
Fuck, that's a great name. It's Dog Flight. Look out.
And Invisiraph. Nah, I got nothing.
Now, clearly the question is that in an all-out superhero battle in the middle of the city, who's coming out on top?
Well, Invisidraph is dying like a dickhead.
I mean, I guess the battle happens and Invisidraph just rots.
Invisidraph just comes in, what's going on? And then just gets mauled by several tigers
Timberwolves.
Maybe as he's falling, he'll like just take out the flying dog. An invisible giraffe neck just collides.
And
then it's a battle between
Rat Mass and Herd Mind. I always imagine Dog Flight. That was his name. Yeah.
Yeah.
I always imagine it just constantly arfing, like then just as a giraffe neck hits it.
You're watching that, you see a dog just flying full very quickly from the sky.
What got him? That dog was only about 2 stories up.
2.7 meters.
That's weird.
Yeah, crime does happen up there. So it's
there's nothing cops can do to stop it.
I suppose the herd mind would just win because as big as rat mass can get, he's still an animal that
he's
can
still
be
got a mind, yeah.
You know, manipulated. You know.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I pictured he'd have a little Magneto sort of helmet.
Yes. Wait, which one?
Which rat head?
Rat mass.
Oh, rat mass.
Yeah, rat mass. Yeah, now rat mass is the evil.
Yeah,
I think he's the Magneto.
He's the Magneto to the Professor X of herd mind. It's true.
That's weird because that means rat mass wants to turn everyone into mutant animals.
Rat mass is like, we're the next step. Animals with powers. That's what's coming.
Exactly. Only he doesn't want to turn him into mutants. He just wants to bring him into the mass.
Yeah, exactly. The rat mass.
Soon everything will be
rat. You're like, it's an evil evangelical rat creature that needs to be stopped.
I need to be worshipped. It needs to be worshipped. I am not rat.
Everyone else's situations, they're talking about like they exist in a world where this animal exists. But yours, again, you just keep saying, I am. So yeah, what I do as rat mass is I just get real big. Eat a house. I am rat mass.
Do you guys have listeners who draw your creations?
Because
I think this is ready to go.
It'd be great.
Yours
to
is going
to
be quite straightforward.
Real easy.
I guess yours
look at this empty street. I did him.
A puddle of blood, basically.
It's just a crowd around holding their noses.
It's a lot do of you smell confused. Something? Did something die? I can't see it.
That's Envision Giraffe's catchphrase. Did something die? I cannot see it.
I do like if it's a constant stream of invisible giraffes, because then it's like it gets one guy, it dies, and they're like, well, all right, make another one, send it in. Inject another one with whatever the invisibility serum and put it
send
in the
another
bank.
One up to space.
Imagine you keep one in the vault. Like someone's like, I broke in. What's in here with me? Oh, it died.
Shut the door on his head.
Comes out like invisible arms or legs flailing. Oh. Tell me,
giraffe. How the giraffe's got arms now.
That's a worry. It's a giraffe. It punched me. What? I don't know what it is.
And then you crushed it now.
Yep.
Well, I think no matter which animal was best, humanity loses.
And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
I've also been Joel.
And I've been Matt.
Thanks for coming, Matt Stewart. From Do Go On. Is there anything you'd like to plug? Like maybe your podcast, to Do Go On?
Yeah, everyone should listen to Do Go On. It's the podcast. It's way more logical than this. We never get silly.
Yeah, this was a farce.
But also, we're sharing a room at the Fringe Festival. We as in me.
Yeah.
And you. What else would we have meant? I thought I'm like, people
we, the listeners.
We as in Matt Stewart and the listeners. Because Everyone's going to your show now. Hey, perfect segue.
Yeah. So this will be coming out before then?
Yeah, we'll put this out today. Because when people listen to it, today will be when they're listening to it.
That's a guaranteed win.
So if you're in Melbourne, the Courthouse Hotel, you should go see all the Sans Pants shows. 7 of them.
Yes.
You're plugging us now. This
but also,
this Wednesday.
Flipped us on us.
Also, my show, so you start on Wednesday too? Coming? Yeah, sweet. So I got a show with a friend Alistair Trombley-Birchill called Alan Matt Go Harvey's. It's on 9:30. Yeah, what time are your shows on?
9:30, I believe.
Oh, fuck. Wow. What room you? Oh, yeah, you'll be in at the Metro. Anyway, this can happen off mic, I'm sure.
No. We're at 9:45, so if you can, get 15 minutes of Matt's show and just into us.
Nip on over. If you can somehow watch both, perhaps with a GoPro or a webcam.
Yeah, look, I don't want to take any Sans Pants listeners away from your live show, so don't come to my show. But
listen to Do Go On.
Listen to Do Go On. You can do that before or after you go see Sans Pants live.
Fuck, I want to look out into the crowd and see someone with headphones in. Are you listening to Do Go On?
I said before or after. God damn it. You asshole.
Just, this makes more logical sense than whatever this is. I'm
this
sorry.
This is sort of just stupid.
No, you
yeah,
got
look,
us.
Yeah, look, you got us. I'll go.
You're right.
Good. Thanks for listening, and if you want to follow us on Twitter, you can find us at Sanspants Radio, or you can find us individually. I'm at Douche13.
I'm at Old Dog the Dad.
And I'm at Goddammit Zammit.
If you want to hear our other shows, you can head to SanspantsRadio.com, and you'll find all our other content there. There's heaps, and if you want to support us, head to SanspantsPlus.com. Thank you again for listening, and we'll see you again next time. Good night for now.
But not forever.
Kisses.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.